Every Thursday at this time, we take the spotlight off of Tubbs and we put it right on the sports editor of the Sioux Falls Argus Leader. We want to know what's on his mind. We call it Stu's Views, starring Stu Whitney.
Thank you, Craig. Thank you, Chris. One vote short. That's how close South Dakota came to making the election system for state activities board members a fair and balanced process, to borrow a phrase from Fox News. The results of several constitutional amendments were announced Thursday, with particular attention being paid to Amendment 4, dealing with the makeup of the board. Since Sioux Falls accounts for a large percentage of high school students, nearly 20% of the state's total, and has not been represented on the board in nearly 15 years, many felt it was time to make the association's decision-making body more proportional to district size. Currently, an administrator is selected theoretically to represent the largest schools in the state, known as Division I.
Mm-hmm.
The span of that division measures at least, this is a quote from the Constitution, at least one-fourth of the state's total student enrollment, which is set at 9,791. That Division I group of eight schools includes Aberdeen Central, which has been well represented in recent years, including a stretch with two members on the board. Many of those election wins came against Sioux Falls opponents. The amendment would have tightened the Division I threshold to 7,500 students, limiting the top level to the state's two largest districts, Sioux Falls and Rapid City, ensuring that they are at the table for big topic discussions on matters such as expenditure of funds, eligibility guidelines, classifications, and site selection. The proposal also would have reserved the spot for a West River at-large member and made it unconstitutional for a school district to have two members serve concurrently. Member schools voted 97-65 in favor of this amendment, which comes to 59.87%. It needed 60% to pass, which means the measure fell short by one measly vote. Said Wayne Carney, the executive director of the Activities Association, "It's discouraging, but we'll get it on the ballot again. We're going to have four new board members, and I think this vote shows that it has support. Considering that the old board, which was even more ESD heavy than this one, didn't even want to put the proposal to a vote, some new perspective clearly couldn't hurt. The ESD traditionally has been wary of Sioux Falls having too much success or authority, and its voting in these matters have borne that out. A cursory glance through school board minutes reveals that Aberdeen Central, Yankton, Mitchell, and Brandon Valley all voted against Amendment 4, while Pierre cast a yes vote."
I wonder why. What's the reasoning why you would want to vote no on this? That would be very interesting to find out.
Well, obviously, a lot of the issues that we've talked about, including the 11 AAA issue, are ESD-friendly issues. And if they're concerned about Sioux Falls having too much power or too much success on the field, Sioux Falls not having a vote on those issues would be advantageous to them.
It kind of surprises me that Brandon Valley would be one of those that would vote no, considering the proximity. And I haven't heard. I mean, joining the Metro Conference and you know, playing them. So that one kind of surprises me.
Supposed to be a friendly bedroom community.
Yeah, that... Yeah.
Where's the love?
The links let us down. We'll remember that, by the way. More disturbing is the fact that several school districts voted for the amendment but failed to send their ballots to Pierre in time, rendering them null and void.
What?
An online voting system could prevent such problems in the future.
You got to be kidding me.
Another measure that fell short was Amendment 5, which involved the shot clock issue. It would have mandated that the Activities Association may not enact any rule that requires Class A or Class B schools to implement a shot clock without first obtaining a 60% majority vote from member schools. This would have been a dangerous precedent because the board had already voted to adopt the shot clock for Class A based on support from the sport advisory groups and the athletic directors, which is standard protocol. For schools to double back and get Class B involved in an attempt to overturn that ruling is bad procedure, since it would open the door for any faction to compile petitions in an attempt to change the Constitution anytime a board vote was against its liking.
You are so correct on that.
Now that I mention it, maybe that's the best way to get out of this Class 11 AAA nonsense.
Oh.
And that is Stu's Views.
Oh, what a zinger.
Thursday, June 12th, 2014.
A zinger at the end by Mr. Whitney.